Inky Mad.
Looks good. Looks better.
Hello?
Hey, Joshua. It's Gail at Local Splash.
Yes, yes. I just got done talking to my girl. She was reviewing it, and she has a couple friends that have worked or is working with you guys as well. So, and she said it sounds pretty good.
Okay. So. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then, shall we?
All right, that's fine.
All right, let me grab a couple screens here that I need.
Yeah, now I'm driving right now. I'm driving to a job, so,
No problem.
Right? I just can't get to, my wallet to read off a card number or anything.
No problem. So we've got some, I've got some info I need to gather from you, before I'll need that anyway. So how long till you reach your destination?
Half hour.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. Plenty of time. All right. So most of what I'll need, I almost goofed something. There we go. Need to go to the right screen. Most of what I need to gather from you, you'll just already know off the top of your head, or I'll be able to find it online. One of the two. And then we'll do credit card at the end when you get to your destination. And then I'll have two emails for you to handle when we get there, too. So once you get there, it'll be real quick. Let's get my right screen's open. There we go. All right. So, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Joshua?
Barnt. B-A-R-N-B-T.
And one more time, B-A-R-N.
What's that?
Your last name one more time? You broke up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going through the mountains. B-A-R-N-B-T.
D-E?
T, as in Tom.
B-A-R-N-T-E?
B-A-R-N, Nancy, D-Dog, T-Tom.
Ah, got it. B-A-R-N-D-T. Okay. we'll get through this. If I lose you... Okay.
Silent. But I just think... Say my name, say Barn with a T on the end of it. Forget about that.
Barn.
Barn. Got it.
Beautiful. All right. Now, and do you prefer to be called Josh or Joshua?
Josh is fine.
Okay. Josh, what's your email address, please?
It's going to be easternenergymanagement@gmail.com.
Nice, easy email address.
All right. They don't want us to remember something complicated.
Exactly. And so many people do. It's just insane.
Yep.
I see the goofiest. So now I know you're driving. I don't want you to look at it. But if an email pings in, will you be able to see that it arrived?
Yeah, I'll be able to.
Awesome. I'm sending you two and don't need to look at them now. The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. So that's an area on our website, our back end, where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. You can upload photos for us, all kinds of things you can do in that dashboard. You can even go into your own website and make changes if you want to. But just know that you don't have to. We'll make those updates whenever you need them. So that's the first one. And then the second email, I'm sending you the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing for your records. And then let me do a little copy paste here. And then I've got your phone number is 484-516-7480.
Yep. That's going to be for the business, me personally, office, whatever you want to put it as. That's the only number I got.
Perfect. All right. Now I'm going to do, so part of my job, too, is to be very thorough and make sure that I've got everything I've dotted T's, crossed periods and commas in the right place. So I'm doing a little double checking as I go here. Okay, so that looks good. Are you at 2952 Main Street in Morgantown?
Correct. And that's Perfect. The business location as well.
Awesome. And is that, is the credit card billing going to go there as well?
Yes. Actually, you can actually put P.O. Box 824 down as well if you need to.
P.O. Box 824. Got it. Okay. And that's Morgantown. And, oh, there we go. Was looking for your zip. 19543.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, that all looks good. Update that again. Awesome. All right. And I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. I think I already, wait a minute, maybe I don't need to send you two. What do we got here? Okay, you've got my contact info. So, I sent you my contact info earlier, so I encourage you to put me in your phone. I am the lead on your account, Josh. So if you ever have questions or problems, don't let it fester. Let me know immediately. And if I can't fix whatever it is, I will get you to who can fix it. So I just want to make sure you know that I'm always here. And then just now I'm texting you the contact info for our tech team. I should say your tech team. You'll probably usually talk to them more than me, but I can always jump in anytime you need me. All right. And then... let's see. I need to set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call, we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You'll sit with your technician. You don't have to be behind a computer either. But you'll just talk with your technician. They'll go over keywords, make sure we caught everything. Quality control, making sure one more time that I've got all of your information correct. Talk about what you want or don't want on your website, possible domain names, things like that. So that call is really where we roll our sleeves up and get to work. So I like to do that as soon as your calendar allows. Let me see what we got. Today is a little crazy. The only opening we have today would be at 4 p.m. or we... No good?
For something like this, I want my girl to talk with you guys, too, as well.
Okay.
Like her to be in on it, and she doesn't get done work till 4:30, and I got to check with her to schedule. Yeah, because I'm pretty much computer illiterate. I'm the guy out there doing the work. I don't sit behind the desk, usually.
That's you bet.
And so, she knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. She is the – she's my social media girl. So
what if we did 5 o'clock tomorrow? I mean, we could call it tentative until you get a hold of her.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to be seeing her tomorrow because we have to pick up. We are going to pick up Kat for one of her houses.
Okay. So what do you?
That might actually work.
Okay, so you're thinking 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Somewhere around there. It might be, I would say between 5 and 5:30. I'll check with her. She's back on the phones and stuff right now. So I won't probably talk to her until at least after 4:30 today. That's when she gets done.
So if you think it would be a better possible time, we could even do 6 o'clock your time tomorrow. That way, you'd be clear. Maybe. She says with a...
Let's try 6, and if it changes, I'm just going to have to let you know. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to tell you, too, you know, if you do need to move it, just let us know. It's not a big deal. We do it all the time. All right, so I'm going to do that calendar appointment quick. And then, Josh, did you want me to send this calendar appointment to her as well?
Just send it to me right now.
Okay.
Because I would say yes, but I don't want my stuff infringing on her 40-hour week job. So I don't
Got you.
I don't want people calling her at odd hours of the day when she's working. I'm not going to be doing that. So it's more
good.
Yeah, I don't want her to get fired over something that she's only helping me out with. So
gotcha. No problem. No problem. So it's just going to you, and then when you get stopped, I'll just have you open up that email, and we'll wait till you land. I'm not.
I don't have that on my phone. It's on my laptop at home.
Oh, okay. Okay. No worries.
I mean,
no worries.
I can be home by 3:30, so I'm hoping this job is working. I ain't taking long. So.
No problem. No problem. Okay. And then, Josh, do you remember on your credit card, does a middle initial appear or is it just first and last? I don't mean for you to dig for it. If you remember, great.
I work in the city, so I don't keep any of that stuff. I keep it in my truck locked up in a lockbox. So
okay.
So if you give me 1 second here.
Absolutely.
The only thing that has that's nice about what I just touched is it does have my middle and it's J.
Okay, thank you. Put that in there. Are you stopped? Are you at a good place that you want to do credit card number now, or we can wait a few minutes because I've got more info to gather from you? But
that's fine. We can do it right now because I will be at a light here in about 10 seconds.
Okay, let me get over there. Get to the billing. There we go. All right. Is it Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Oops, come here. All right. I'm ready for the digits whenever you are.
Okay.
But don't wreck.
And now, 4046.
Uh-huh.
0112.
Okay.
0328.
Got it.
9736.
And then expiration, please.
626.
Okay, and then the security code.
879.
Got it. All right, and then that credit card billing, I would assume, goes to 2952 Main Street, Morgantown.
Well, it actually goes to the PO, but yeah.
Okay, and then is the company name also on that card?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, I'm going to update that, but I'm not going to run it yet. We'll get to the other info first. Okay, and I'm going to back up here, double checking. All right, and then the company name, Eastern Energy Management, LLC, correct? Awesome. Okay, in English. Are you by chance bilingual, or do you have somebody that's bilingual?
No, I have a buddy that does. He helps me out. So, but it's pretty much just me.
All right. And then we're going to put you under. Do you want to be under the category of home improvement or handyman? You actually have the option. You can do either one.
Do home improvements.
Okay. That's what I was leaning toward. Now,
well,
knowing that we had...
That's what my cards say. Home improvement experts. That's what it
perfect.
Says.
And then I'm going to say... I'm going to also say home repair, home maintenance, weatherproof... Was it weather... Not weatherproofing.
Weatherization.
Weatherization, thank you.
Yeah, I do roofs too.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do roofing then, doors.
For like repairs, roof repairs.
Okay. Roof repairs. Got it. And then doors, windows, decks. You probably would build a pergola too, wouldn't you?
You can put flooring, drywall,
painting.
Yep, painting, deciding.
Beautiful. Light re- What's that?
I said, these are the things that I actually know how to do. And I would say, well, I mean, everybody, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. Then it's just like,
yeah.
And it's just like, you're like, that's not, you know, and that really, and that makes people look bad. When you have a good contractor and they're like, you know,
yeah.
Compared to one that throws it together, it gives everybody a bad name. But,
it does. I know.
And if you could also put AZAC and custom.
What was,
basically,
one
AZAC
more.
Is stuff. AZAC custom work.
Can you spell that for me?
AZEK.
Okay. Got it. And then what was the other one?
I would just put custom work.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, which I do a lot of, like, building out window frames on the outside in the AZAC and stuff like that.
Ah,
so,
okay, you know. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to say carpentry also, obviously.
Yep.
What about, we want to put remodel in there.
Put light remodel, because I don't get into full-blown remodels or additions like that.
Okay.
Now, you know what, I do work for a bunch of investors, and something, you know, they will have me redo a house.
Sure.
I guess you can model, but just okay. Just no electric and no major plumbing, like a faucet or something like that, a sink, garbage disposal, yeah. But when you get into
okay.
Electronic water pressures and water heaters, absolutely not. If they have a leak or something, I can braze and I can solder and stuff like that, but I don't get into any major stuff. Just because
okay.
I don't like so, and I'm not getting into township bickering and fines.
That's no good. You don't want to do that. No.
No, I mean, if I can get something under the radar and, you know.
Oh, of course.
You know, yeah, I will. It's not going to cost a whole lot, but, you know. Ripping stuff out and stuff. I'm not now.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean,
perfect.
I do have plumbers and I do have certified electricians that do work with me, you know, as well. So.
Oh, perfect. Well, see, you can call them in for that, couldn't you?
I call them in for a lot of stuff that I have going on because everything
awesome.
I get is not up to date. So, and people want to up to date, so I bring them in and. They keep me busy, I keep them busy, so.
Perfect. All right, and then, let me see if I can find, did you have, no, you need a Facebook, yes, you have a Facebook page already, right?
I do, yes.
That's what I thought. Oh, of course, I was on it. And I hit the like.
Oh,
no,
I
just got fine.
Like it.
Definitely. But I gotta find your link again here.
Yeah, that was the girl. She set all that stuff up for me, so she shows me how to get on it and that's it. Throw some pictures and some notes or something. That's about it. She pretty much does the rest.
Nice. Let me see if I can find it again here. Well, it doesn't want to come up for me. Is it, do you know, Josh, is it under Eastern Energy Management?
Yeah, it is.
Strange. I thought I had your page up here. Try another, search a different way. Well, that's not you. I am not finding it.
I don't know if you've got Bart, and then it might show up. After, I'm not sure.
Okay, let me try that.
That'll be mine. Don't make fun of me, so.
No, never.
No, I don't have anything bad on it.
Did you go to Hamburg Area High School?
Yep.
Awesome, I found you.
There you go.
Okay, now. Awesome, you're a Trumper. Good job.
Yeah, I'm a Trumper.
Hey, I am too. I just can't talk much about it on the recorded line. But I'll agree. I absolutely agree with you.
You get with me, you're going to get fired. I guarantee that.
Well, I just sent you a friend request on Facebook. So that's fair game. I can do that.
There you go.
Awesome. And so I'm gonna put your personal biz. There we go. And I'm thinking how to do this. Okay, that works. And then we do need a website.
Website cost as well. Like, is that still with that 300 or whatever?
Already in there.
That's going to be you to maintain that every month. That's with the 300. That's with the, you know. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Kind of the $199 each month is actually you're keeping you on First Page. Website we don't charge for, but we just do it for free, just to help you out. And then, Josh, I sent you another text for you to look at later. It's information on how the call tracking works, so you can see how many clicks and calls you're getting. And then there's an optional item. It's called our Splash app. There's no additional charge for it. It's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own phone number, so you can send and receive calls through the app and not have to use your personal cell phone. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, it will be. Just not right this second. Let me just get this up and running and
sure.
First.
No problem. Doing some more filling on my end here. And then, of course, Morgantown. Let's see. There we go. Perfect. And then, Josh, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Phone or text, either one of them. I never really get to my emails till 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. So really wouldn't
want
you guys emailing me.
Okay. Perfect. And then what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
I would go, for people to contact me or just, I mean, usually it's like 7 to 5.
Okay. And but yeah, this would be your what you want to show as business hours on your profile.
Yeah, do 7 to 5. Do 7 to 5, I mean.
And then do you want that? Want it to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
You can actually do Monday through Saturday.
You got it.
All right. So.
And then, Josh, did you want any kind of payment integration on your website? There's no charge for it, but it would allow people to pay you through your website. Oh, gosh, there's Cash App, Venmo, PayPal.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of them.
I'm working on Zelle. I'm working on PayPal. I am an old-fashioned guy. It's either cash or check. I don't want to do this. Well, I'm 40, but I like the old ways. So,
I agree.
That personal transaction, here's your cash, here's your check or whatever. I like that the best, but I'm working on his PayPal. I don't want to get that card that I put in my phone just because I don't like charging people if they don't have to. Like, I think it's like
right.
4% for some of those card slider things. And
wow.
Like, you know, I hate to do, yeah. Yeah, so.
Sure. Did you? You don't have to have the payment integration on there. It's entirely up to you.
Not yet.
Okay. No worries. And you know, if you do change your mind later, just let us know. It's an easy add. So just remember that. We do need a Google business profile. Your street address, is that your home address, Josh?
Correct.
Okay. So what we'll do on the Google business profile, not publish. So what they'll do when they set up your GDP is you'll still show as a pin in the map right very near where you are, but it'll never show what your street address is. That way, everybody out on the internet doesn't need to know who you are or how to find you. Okay. And then I almost forgot to add this calendar appointment in another spot. Fix that.
Do you guys work with Google Calendar at all?
Yes. Yep. Actually, the calendar invite that I sent you is a Google Calendar invite.
All right. Well, that's weird because I have that. In a way, Julia set me up with that. That's kind of like my saving grace, in a way.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, so I do a lot of that as well. So, you know.
Nice. All right. Let me make sure I've got all this right so far. Everything's where it's supposed to be. I'm skimming back through everything we just went through, make sure I didn't miss anything or had any typos anywhere. Okay. That's looking good. Okay. So I'm going to set up your subscription then, and it'll be at $199 and then the one-time $99 for your setup fee. Now, Josh, would you like to add Facebook ads on there? It would be, let's see, it would add $100 a month, but you'd get $100 in Facebook ads. We write them, run them, maintain them. All you have to do is catch the inbound from them.
Let's hold off on that for right now. I know we can add
sure.
Later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's just, I just want to see where this is going to go. Because I'm
you
not
bet.
The one to piss money away. I mean, if it doesn't pan out, you know, I'm not going
to pay absolutely.
$100 a month, and if this doesn't pan, it's not worth my, not worth the time.
Oh, I wouldn't expect
you
to. You
know, yeah, I mean, it's
exactly.
Like this other, it's like that Angie League. Now I'm with you, I'm going to cancel them, so it's just
oh,
like,
thank God.
Well, I mean, it all sounded good. I was getting all these leads, but, like, they want to, well, they want to.
They're bogus.
Well, yeah, they want to charge me. You know, first they told me it was going to be $14 for small leads up to, like, $80. And all I'm getting is $80. I'm like, these are, you know, switch a faucet out or something. That should be a small lead. You know.
And yeah.
$75, you know. I'm just like, yeah, that's, I'm not cool with that. And then I don't get a hold
wow.
of them. And they tell me, well, they got 7 days to call you back. And I'm like, no, that's 7 days. That, so you guys can charge me that full, all those leads in that amount of time. I said,
wow, that's, well, did you know they're being sued by the FTC for fraudulent practices against small businesses? Yeah, they are. That's right. So I think Angie swallowed HomeAdvisor, I think is the way it went.
Yeah,
and
yep.
They've just, I mean, the stories I'm hearing, they're on the decline as far as the dollar amounts they're soaking people for and the number of bogus leads that are coming through. I mean, people, I had one guy tell me he was sent to addresses that don't even exist. I mean, the house number isn't there and he had to pay for the lead and just, you know, just stuff like that along the way. It's just kind of hinky. And
yeah. I mean, I've only done it for a week, but it's just like out of 17 calls, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to call. I've gotten two people that actually responded back to me.
Wow,
so
that is
of
insane.
All of them,
that is insane.
Just 17 times $40, roughly. You know, that's a lot. So.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm not, you know. But you live and you learn. I know I'm going to get bit in the ass a bunch of times, but, you know, it's going to.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's going to be good. All right. So, other than, so the only things we've got left, I've got two emails that'll be in your inbox we'll need to take care of. And then, oh, voice verification. We'll do that now. So, the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. Then, so I'll be reading it, and there are a couple places where I'll need you to respond in order to ensure the
Am I going to be able to add anyone onto this account or not?
Yes, if you need to, certainly. Absolutely.
Oh, no, I will be. I will be adding Julia with me, so she'll be able to get into this as well and do whatever as well if I can.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
I can't do it with her right now. It'll have to be like later or something like that, and I got to make sure she's going to agree to it, so, which she should.
No problem. All right. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Eastern Energy Management, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Josh Bart, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, that's okay.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup are charged on today's date, September 26, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 26th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Josh. So, when you have a minute, do you want me to describe what you need to do with those two emails, or do you want to call me when you have access to them and I can walk you through them?
Yeah, when I get access, it's going to be later tonight. I could probably give you a call.
Okay, super. And I'll be here until 6:30 your time.
Oh, okay. I think I should be able to get with you by 3:34 today.
Perfect. All right. I will talk to you then. In the meantime, congratulations, Josh. I'm excited for you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Okay. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.